inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good evening and welcome, my friends. Yes, this is another edition of The Flip Side. Although tonight may be interesting because another monsoon is about to blow through the Valley of the Sun, which means audio problems, well, may become a problem. If they are, we'll try and rectify them as best as we can. Anyway, as I said, welcome to the flip side. It is, what's today, Wednesday? All day. August,
yes.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, Jeffrey. Well, it happens when you get old. August the 9th, quick check of the financial markets. Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed down 97 points today, 11,076. NASDAQ, although it was in the green for much of the day, ended up in the red by pretty much half a point at 2,060. Concerns on Wall Street about oil. No kidding. According to the Associated Press, investors concerned about erratic oil prices and the slowing economy sent stocks lower Wednesday, despite strong earnings from Cisco Systems and the Federal Reserve's pause in raising of interest rates. In the metals complex, we had a plus day. Gold closed up in New York by $4.70 at $651.60. Silver up 30 cents, $12.58. Platinum up $7 at $1,253. Palladium up 3 at $3.26. Oil closed down 24 cents at $76.11 a barrel. The U.S. dollar weaker by 6 basis points, closing below the important 85 area, closing at 84.44. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $1.20 at $6.50.90. Silver off a penny at $12.57. The theme for this week has been, I guess it's been based on Warren Buffett, who 2 years ago decided the U.S. dollar was going to come under immense pressure, and so he decided to bet against the dollar. When the dust had settled, Warren Buffett's decision cost him $1 billion. Or should we say, his shareholders, $1 billion.
Yeah, the reason, Robbie, I think we need to emphasize that his desire to bet against the dollar was probably the right decision from an investor standpoint. He just made the wrong call. He used the wrong commodity, so to speak, to bet against the dollar.
Yes, and our emphasis this week is don't you make the same mistake as Warren Buffett.
That's it.
Warren Buffett lost $1 billion. If he'd have been smart and listened to this program, he would have made $2 billion.
We'll be back after the messages.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can't You Bet Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. Baby.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Robbie Noel together with Jeffrey Bennett. Having a few little audio problems. Mainly in large part because we have a monsoon blowing through the Valley of the Sun, and who knows why, it causes all kinds of problems with the whiz-bang technology we have. You hearing me okay, Jeffrey? Now I can't hear. No, we lost Jeffrey. Oh, I can see this is going to be one of those shows. While we try and hook up with Jeffrey, as I said, this week, Our theme for the show is obviously for those out there that are sitting in the fence and can't understand how this strange business that we're in functions and how it operates and why we recommend that you don't make the same mistake as Warren Buffett, and that if you feel or if you have a gut feeling about the U.S. dollar and the prospects for the U.S. dollar, outside of, obviously, the problems in the Middle East, which are going from bad to worse. I have no solution to this problem in the Middle East. Well, actually, I have a solution to the problem in the Middle East, but nobody would want to hear what my solution is, because, obviously, the neoconservatives have taken over that whole debate. They have an agenda, they have a mission, which is not dissimilar to the Israeli government's position on where they think they are going. Unfortunately, what we are witnessing taking place in the Middle East is, as I've said many times before, is Hezbollah has obviously watched what happened to the world's largest standing army, the most powerful standing army in the world, when it attacked a third world country and how it failed to obviously overcome this little third world entity. Now, unfortunately, Israel didn't learn the lessons of what happened when the U.S. invaded Iraq. However, Hezbollah did. Now, Israel, the fourth largest army in the world, finds itself bogged down in a little section of Lebanon, and there's all-out chaos taking place. And apparently, nobody wants to sit down at the negotiating table and figure it out. I don't know how this is going to ultimately resolve itself, but unfortunately, it seems as though we're going to have to go through a lot more pain before we find a solution to it. Ultimately, this is a serious effect on the U.S. dollar. And that's what our debate this week has been about. Warren Buffett, 2 years ago, made the correct choice in saying that the U.S. dollar will fall against all other major currencies. The problem that Warren Buffett made, and why he lost $1 billion, as announced to his shareholders at Berkshire Hathaway, was he invested in foreign currencies as an alternative to the U.S. dollar. The facts are, my friend, there's only one alternative to the U.S. dollar, and that is gold. Had Warren Buffett invested in gold as opposed to foreign currencies, he would not be talking about a $955 million loss right now. He'd be talking and beating his chest about how smart he was and that he has returned $2 billion to the investors of Berkshire Hathaway. So what we try to do, because we understand that there's obviously a lot of people out there that don't understand how the gold market works, what are the vehicles that you use in order to insure yourself about a declining dollar? And so the theme this week obviously has been based on that. Yesterday we spoke about the various products that are available, the different types of coins that are available, the different sizes that are available, the difference between U.S. and European and other foreign gold. Today we're going to focus on, well, I guess probably the most questions that people ask us, and that is the legal aspects of gold. What is reported, what is not reported, how do we make payments, what are the most secure ways of making a payment, what are the most private ways of making a payment, and all other questions surrounding the acquisition of the noble metal. Gold today is trading at $650. I have no qualms in telling you right now that we will see $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 gold in the not-too-distant future. And so the theme, as I said, of this week's show is to give you the information so you can make a logical decision, if you're sitting on the fence, on why you should be unlike Warren Buffett and be looking at gold as your insurance against a declining dollar. Did we get Jeffrey back?
Oh, I've been here for quite a while, just listening.
Oh, there you
are. His voice.
There you are. Wes said, I don't know where Jeffrey is. We're going to have to try and find him. So I'm glad we found you.
Oh, been here quite a while. Been here quite a while.
Oh, okay.
You bring up this thing about the questions, and as we talked, I had some questions posed to myself today by one of our listeners, and as you mentioned earlier in the week, part of the problem is we have done this for so long. We've both been doing it about, I think you've been doing it professionally maybe a couple of years longer than I have, but from the standpoint of the radio stint, we're pretty close with the amount of time, and so we tend to begin to take things for granted. And a lot of times people call and say, well, I don't understand this, and I don't understand that, and I'm sitting here thinking, how can you not understand it? We've talked about it. The problem is we've talked about it for so long that some guy who's only been listening for a week or 2 weeks, and we have a lot of that going on, they don't get it because they didn't hear what you and I did 3 months ago, 3 years ago, or 10 years ago. So we have to go back to the drawing board and explain. And I think that since 9/11, it's become even more compounded, and you may disagree with my take on some of this, but that's part of the reason for the discussion, is that even before 9/11, there were certain laws on the books, which ostensibly had to do with the RICO Act and money laundering, etc. And to be honest with you, these laws and the money laundering laws, etc., all they've done is move them into the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security business, although they're emphasizing them more. They're trying to put a bigger squeeze on us. Recently, at Republic Trading Group, and I won't go into the complete details, we had received an accidental wire. One of our suppliers had accidentally wired us $500,000. Of course, John and Sandra were ecstatic. They thought we had this huge transaction going on. But in the reality, as we began to discuss it, we realized where this had come from. There was no reason for it. And so within 20 minutes after having been notified by the bank that we'd received this $500,000 wire, we had to wire it back to that supplier. Guess what that did? It triggered something. It triggered a red flag with the feds. And we literally were unable to do any bank wiring for several days until this problem got ironed out. And because it was not our error, not our mistake, but it made it look like we were trying to launder money. And that's why we have to be so careful in talking with our clients exactly when you finally made that moral decision to make a purchase of gold or silver or platinum. And hopefully you make that decision to do it with us at Republic Trading Group. We have to be very, very careful in the what we call acceptable methods of payments. We don't want to raise red flags for our clients. We certainly don't want red flags raised on behalf of Republic Trading Group. It's not that anybody is doing anything illegal, but we don't want to give the appearance of that type of thing happening. I think one of the worst misconceptions, because this has changed a lot, is the business of money orders. Both you and I have run into this time and time and time again over the years, and in years gone by, even though it was a little questionable, it didn't really create the problems it does today. We had a gentleman recently who did a $3,000 transaction, and I explained to him the acceptable methods of payment, which you and I will both share with the audience in a moment, and he said he was going to send a personal check, which is fine. Republic Trading Group is more than happy to accept a personal check. This gentleman wound up sending 7 money orders purchased over a 2-day time period at a single store and didn't even begin to buy those money orders until a week after he had locked in the transaction. Well, that, of course, creates problems for Republic Trading Group, because once a client gives us a commitment to make a purchase, we have to step out, lock that trade in with our suppliers. Our suppliers are not going to wait 2 and 3 and 4 weeks to get paid, and that's part of the problem. The biggest situation we had here, Robbie, is when the guy sent in 7 money orders. We had to return those money orders. It was a non-acceptable form of payment. Our bank gets payment like that, obviously all coming from the same store. They literally will make a phone call to the proper authorities and question the validity of that trade. And that's why we say, stay away. If you want to send a money order, fine, but send a single one. Don't try to do this hide-ahead under $700 business. We're going to pick up with a little bit more of that when we come back. And actually, I wasn't even expecting the break, but that's okay. We'll pick it up and we'll carry on a little bit more. We'll talk about wire transfers and the various different forms of payment and the reasons why and how to maintain your proper security. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN self-reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Robbie Noel, together with Jeffrey Bennett, hoping to give you information that you can use to your financial benefit. And we're talking about various methods of payment when you acquire the noble metal from a Republic Trading Group, the do's and don'ts, if you will. We have rules and regulations that we've got to adhere to. And just like anything else, the way you play the game is obviously understanding the rules of the game. So long as you understand the rules of the game, you still can maintain a certain amount of privacy, which is in short supply today, thanks to the Patriot Act, in financial transactions. Believe it or not, my friends, every single financial institution today is required to run your name through a officially sanctioned government database in order to make sure that you're qualified to make that investment based on the fact that you're not connected in any way, shape, or form to some terrorist organization out there, which is unfortunately the reason why we are dealing with a lot of rules and regulations that have been put in place under the Patriot Act. One of the most... The one thing that really gets to me is prior to 9/11, actually it was in 1999, the powers that be in Washington tried to sneak through in the Federal Register a little piece of legislation that was called Know Your Customer Regulations, which required... Now, this is prior to 9/11. This actually had nothing to do with...
Robbie, it goes back before 99, because when you and I worked together at a former location, in a former life, they were actually trying to pull that off at about 96. And because I remember we made a big, big, big thing about that at the old Vitco place. And,
sure.
And it was amazing how we really, literally were able to have a lot to do with stopping it. So it wasn't as late as 99. That was kind of a reactivated, let's try it again. But not to digress, because frankly, it's no different than Hillary's health care. If they can't get it lump sum, they're going to sneak it in piecemeal, which is exactly what they've done with Know Your Customer. And 9/11 was the perfect excuse to squeeze it in.
Yeah, and just so people understand, what this regulation at the time meant is that the federal government was forcing banking institutions to adhere to government dictates, to report what they deemed as suspicious activity in personal accounts, and report these to the U.S. Treasury under the guise of suspicious activities. In other words, you were doing something nefarious. You were a criminal with your own money.
And that's the thing that angers me, because it's just like
I know. Before the public rejected it outright, overwhelmingly rejected it, but did they care about it? Of course not. All they did is repackaged it and stuck it in the Patriot Act.
Absolutely. You know, when we spoke before the break about the money order situation, I understand the anger with Americans. They want to conduct business in a degree of what they consider to be privacy and their autonomy. In other words, this is my money. I'm going to use it to acquire gold and silver or whatever, but I don't need every Tom, Dick, and Harry to know about it. Now, I understand the concerns of those individuals. What they don't understand is, of course, they're certainly raising red flags about Republic Trading Group or any other company they choose to do business with. And any company out there that tells you otherwise is flat lying to you, ladies and gentlemen, because these are the requirements. These are the unfortunate rules and regulations that each and every one of us is stuck with. You know, I'm going to say something on the air that I've done before that technically is a no-no. I'm not supposed to tell this to anybody. But theoretically and legally, that gentleman that sent in the 7 money orders that we sent back to him, we should have picked up the phone and called the authorities on the guy for being, quote, a suspect individual. Come on, the guy's 70-some years old. He's an American. I'm sorry, he's not a suspect individual. He's trying to do what he's always been able to do in this life. But they are making it very difficult. So that leads us on to be honest with you, because of time considerations, we've got, what do you say, Robbie, basically 3 acceptable methods for payment when you place an order with Republic Trading Group. A personal check, a cashier's or certified check, there's nothing wrong with those. We're more than happy to accept those. Don't waste our time nor yours with the money order, because it can cause problems. The most acceptable way is a bank wire transfer. And we're going to be going to a break in a moment or so here. But I think we need to explain that when they use a personal check, from the day they place an order, because of getting that check to us in the mail, because of the length of period of time that banks may have to hold those funds before they clear it, then we get funds to our supplier who then drop ships the product. From the day our clients place an order, you can expect, when you pay with a check, 3 to 3.5 weeks complete turnaround. That is honest. It's legitimate. For some of you, that's too long. I will tell you, other companies that Robbie and I are both aware of, that are not, they will not ship to you for 28 days after receipt of good funds, which means you could be looking at 6 to 8 weeks. We're going to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back and pick up where we left off.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Well, Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, use words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. He said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, squirt. Don't get you high on a bottle.
We are back for the next segment. Thanks for staying with us. Jeff Bennett on the flip side with Robbie Noel, your host tonight. Talking before the break about the money order situation, it was brought to my attention during the break. I don't want to scare somebody. The gentleman who had sent the money orders in for his purchase, even though he told me he was going to be sending a personal check, when the money orders came into to Sandra at Republic Trading Group to pay for the transaction, the bank gave us a little bit of, actually we become a little gun shy after the flagging of the account. We returned them. We talked to him, explained to him why. No, we did not pick up the phone and turn him in. I'm sorry. I refuse to be a spy for the federal government, specifically when it comes to the kind of people that support this network, that have chosen to do business with us. I'm not going to play that game.
That's not our responsibility. We have no dictates from any government agency to vet our clients. This is, you got to understand, it's got nothing to do with Republic Trading Group. It has everything to do with the banks. It's
That's
the
correct.
Banks. You see, because they made this once again, it illustrates how bureaucrats in Washington make decisions without thinking them through. The law that states that bankers are required to report suspicious activity to FinCEN, which is a division of the U.S. Treasury that reports suspicious activities, they came out and in the language of the Patriot Act, it said that if a banker does not report a suspicious activity account to the U.S. Treasury, then the banker, if it is proved at a later date that it was a suspicious activity and the guy was trying to funnel money to Hezbollah, whatever the case may be, then that banker is going to face not only jail time, but also substantial fines. So ultimately what happened when this law actually came down is the bankers turned over every single suspicious activity they could come across. Ultimately what happened is it flooded the U.S. Treasury with millions of suspicious activity reports, to the point where Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, had to convene a meeting with America's bankers and tell them and say, listen guys, we understand the law was very broad, but please use a little common sense, because there's no way we have the personnel at the U.S. Treasury to investigate millions of suspicious transactions reports. But what do you expect the bankers to do? If his butt is on the line for a suspicious activity, ultimately this is what the bankers did. We are going to simply report every transaction that we deem as suspicious.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's as with everything else the government does, it not only raises questions, but it puts everyone on the defense, and in some case the offense. They go overboard trying to protect their own interests. Obviously, nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to get found. And let's face it, the percentage of people that are certainly the percentage of people we're doing business with, longtime listeners, longtime supporter of this kind of network, Republic Broadcasting Network, they're not the kind of people that are out there doing the things the feds are looking for. Yeah, Hezbollah, right. If Hillary becomes president, I suppose it'll change its name to Herbollah. But that's another story. you know, the other two areas we really haven't covered, certainly cashier's checks. Cashier's checks have really become interesting in the last few years, because many banks have gotten to the point that they will sell you cashier's checks at the bank and tell you, you know, it's instant, it's going to be recognized as cash at the other end, it'll be instant cash and you'll have access to your funds. That's great when the banks are getting them in your possession. But now when that cashier's check gets to the other end, the depositing bank, most banks will hold cashier's checks under the bogus guise that there's just millions of counterfeit cashier's checks running around. They want to make sure that this is still a good check. Our banker, on the other hand, has been very, very good. Cashier's checks of under $5,000, he's been instantly clearing. Some that are, you know, of a higher amount, he's waiting a few days, but not the typical 10 or 11 business days to clear a check. Bank wire, I have to emphasize, as both you and I have to our clients, it's the fastest way to get your goods. We give you the instructions, you go to your, you know, you make the purchase with us, you go to your bank. Unfortunately, the exception is Hawaii. I have a client in Hawaii listening tonight. He tried to do a wire last week, and he's tried this once before. In Hawaii, they charge $75 for a bank wire transfer fee. And over here, it ranges $15 to $20 on the mainland. And once we receive the funds, which is usually within a matter of hours, we're getting those funds right back to our suppliers. And in most cases, within 24 hours, your product is shipped. It's on the way to you. I don't want your goods floating around in U.S. Postal Service land when all you know what breaks loose. You want the goods in your hand as fast as you can. It is the fastest, most expeditious way. But Jeff, but Robbie, but when I go to the bank, they want to know what I'm buying. It's none of their business. It is not any of their business. As far as anybody's concerned, you're buying aeronizers or Birkfeld water filters for your family. I don't really care. But you don't have to divulge all of this stuff. And don't let them intimidate you into it.
Well, that's what people have to understand. The basic rules of the game that folks have to understand is what the U.S. Treasury defines as cash. Because under the old rules, the $10,000 reporting requirement rules, which were instigated in order to, as the government said, thwart the ability of drug dealers to launder cash. I mean, think of this logic. Drug dealers import tons of cocaine into the United States.
and they think that these people do not have the wherewithal to ship cash out of the United States other than by legal methods. So the whole premise is bogus, because they didn't want to find out anything about drug dealers going through conventional banking systems to get their ill-gotten gains out of the country. If a drug dealer got his ill-gotten gains from an illegal substance he imported into the United States, he's just as capable of getting that money outside the country. So in other words, it was more of a government edict in order to track a citizen's finances. But the point is, what does the U.S. Treasury classify as cash, which becomes a reportable transaction? Anything that does not have your name on it is classified by the government as cash. In other words, why don't they classify checks, personal checks, as cash? Why don't they classify bank wires as checks? Why don't they classify bank checks, where you have an account, as cash? Now, there's a difference between bank checks that are drawn from banks where you have an account and bank checks that are drawn from banks where you do not have an account. Because if you don't have an account at a bank, they will give you a cashier's check which doesn't have your name and address stipulated on that. So in other words, what is not regarded as cash by the U.S. Treasury is personal checks, bank wires, and cashier's checks drawn from banks where you have an account. Everything else is classified as cash by the U.S. Treasury and subject to reporting requirements, which means whether it's a gold dealer, whether it's a second-hand car dealer, whether it's whatever, if you pay in cash, by law, by the strict definition of the law that's now in place under the Patriot Act, merchants have to keep a record of your purchases, because if over a calendar period, in other words, 12 months from the time you made the first purchase, 1 year from that point on, if you exceed $10,000 in cash purchases, that then becomes a reportable transaction.
In cash, once again.
In cash. Cash.
Not wires, not checks, cash. And it's very interesting, because there are other people in this business that I have spoken to who mistakenly, they don't understand that 12-month business. You've certainly got the related transaction business going on. A multiple of $9,800 purchases over a 3-4-5 week time period. You know, a guy does under $10,000 a day, comes back and in a month does under $10,000. You know, you start doing that kind of thing, you're actually raising more red flags. If you're considering spending $50,000 or $100,000 in gold and silver, you're actually cleaner to do it in one fell swoop than to break it down into a series of under $10,000 transactions, because those will raise the red flag. That'll get you in trouble.
Well, sure. It happened to Rush Limbaugh, except he was using $9,000. He was withdrawing $9,000 in cash from his bank on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But you see, according to the bank, then that would be a suspicious activity, because it would appear that he was trying to escape the $10,000 reporting requirement.
Of course.
And they pulled that.
9 grand at a time, that's a lot of Viagra.
Sure, and that's called the official terminology of that is called structuring, and that is an intention of the individual to try and escape the $10,000 reporting requirements by doing a number of transactions at $9,000, and if you do a number of transactions at $9,000, it automatically is going to throw up a red flag.
Well, it's number one, it's going to trigger his own bank, his or her
sure.
own bank. Long before it ever triggers our bank for saying, wait a minute, why are we doing so many transactions with this single client? Ladies and gentlemen, when you are depositing money in a commercial account, it's not like you do at most home deposits where you flip over your deposit slip and you just write down the dollar amount. Commercial accounts, we've got a deposit slip. We have to make reference to the issuing bank number on that check as well as the dollar amount. Don't think that stuff isn't recorded. And if all of a sudden there's too many a similar amount transactions coming in from the same bank, even our receiving bank is going to start asking questions, and it could come back to us, in which case it's going to go back to your bank. We're not trying to scare you. That's not the issue here. We're trying to explain the real facts of life of how business must be conducted in buying gold and silver today. You know, even you and I both know a guy here in Phoenix that we've done much business with over the years. He is now, as a coin dealer, a coin shop, for the first time in all the years I've been doing business with Richard, a guy walked in there a couple of months ago to liquidate 8 or 9 1-ounce American Eagles. He had to get ID and get his Social Security number. He had to issue him a form. Now, that may have been a little premature. I'm not sure that he needed to, but the dollar amount, in fact, probably triggered it. I can't remember the exact number of eagles, but even the local coin shops are walking on eggs with this thing. So all we're saying is there's a simple, clean way of doing it, and so long as you understand what the rules are that we have to abide by and that you have to abide by, you know what? There really are no questions asked. Whether you're buying gold, you're buying silver, the mixture, certainly IRAs fall into a different category because that's all, in trust that IRS is getting notification on. But you don't have the same problems there that you do with the physical.
But you've also got to understand, Jeffrey, that coin dealers, unfortunately, because they do offer a good service out there, dealers... unfortunately, also fall under the same rules and regulations that pertain to pawnbrokers. So they are required by law, anybody liquidating a physical asset, they have to take the information because of, obviously, the fact they don't know whether or not the goods were stolen. So they fall under different rules and regulations which require them, because they are defined as a pawnbroker type status.
A good friend of my son's some years ago called me and said, I got a 1-ounce gold piece that was given to me by my parents, and I know his parents quite well, some years ago for graduation. I need money. Have you got any suggestions? Where can I liquidate it and raise funds right away? I told him to go see our friend. Of course, when he got over there, the friend kind of looked at him with a little trepidation, except that the friend kind of recognized my son, wasn't quite sure where. My name was brought up. Richard gave me a call. I said, yeah, I know who the kid is. I sent him over to you. No problem. But, yeah, he was concerned that here's this, at the time, probably 19-year-old kid that's walking in your 1-ounce gold piece trying to get rid of it. And, yeah, sure, he was concerned about theft factors. He doesn't want to wind up on the receiving end of the cops either.
Sure.
So
coin stores have different rules and regulations than, for instance, Republic Trading Group has to abide by.
The coin stores have more stringent regulations than we have to abide
by. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, because they fall under that pawnbroker status of, obviously, when they liquidate a position for someone who walks in and wants to liquidate, they have to obviously keep records, because if the cops walk in suspecting that somebody has just tried to fence some product, obviously, and unless the dealer can show that he did his due diligence and took the required information, such as name, address, and proof of identification.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that to protect themselves, because if they don't do it, they're in a heap of hurt as well.
That's correct. And it's not worth it. Look, nobody is happy with this post 9/11 era. Nobody likes the additional regulations, because I'm convinced, as you are, that the more government gets involved with something, the more they screw it up. It's like the war on drugs. All it is makes more money, creates a bigger bureaucracy. Why can't they just take the average American and leave us alone? They want to talk about laundering money. How come we've got, maybe 14 million illegal people living here from south of the border? Wait, 14 million, but somehow they're managing to send $20 billion a year back down south of the border, their place. Working for $3.50 an hour, picking tomatoes or broccoli? It somehow doesn't work that way. Where's all the money? Certainly we know there's drug deals. There's massive laundering going on from up here. Why aren't those things being looked at? But we've got a guy living in Levittown, Pennsylvania, who's going to get hassled because he chooses to pay for a product by sending the money orders to pay for a legitimate purchase from us.
Come on, Jeffrey. You know full well the illegal aliens have far more rights than than Americans do.
Of course
Gee.
They do. I just want to know, how can I become an illegal alien in this country?
Renounce your American citizenship, move to Mexico, and sneak across the border.
That's it. No two ways about it. We're going to run out of time again if we don't do so. We've got a little business to conduct tonight.
Yes, we do.
Know, now that we've kind of laid some groundwork down, I hope that folks understand it. And we, as we say, don't let any of this scare you off. For the most part, for the majority of you who have done business with us in the past, you know how we do it. There's nothing changed in that respect. But we have to go back in with newer people and kind of explain all this. We've got something tonight we've not done for probably 5 or 6 months. And we've gone to a single supplier rather than trying to draw from several different ones. And it's worked out very, very well. We've got an offer tonight that is basically the first offer we've done since the change of the name of the program to the flip side. It includes both silver and gold. And I happen to like this. As many of you know, I don't do a lot with 1 ounce silver American Eagles. I have nothing against them. But in smaller quantities, I want as much silver in my hands as I can possibly get. And I happen to like these marvelous 1 ounce silver rounds that we've been dealing with for the last probably 8 or 10 months. Brand new, freshly minted. They come in tubes of 20. They've got a beautiful eagle depicted on one side of the silver coin or silver round, which is a duplication of our seated Liberty coinage of the 1850s, 60s, and 70s. The other side of the coin's got a beautifully struck Liberty Bell. Crack is very, very visible, and folks, we've got a lot of cracks in our Liberty. But each side of this thing is very clearly marked 1 troy ounce fine, or 999 fine silver. It's very easy to understand what it is. I don't want to spend $1 to $1.10 more per ounce than I have to for silver, and that's why we include these marvelous pieces. So this package is going to include 100 of these marvelous 1 ounce silver rounds. Remember, these are brand new. They haven't been worn out. You're not going to get bar mitzvahs and happy birthdays and all this stuff. You're going to get these gorgeous A-Mark Liberty rounds. The other portion of this equation are these gorgeous, brilliant, uncirculated $5 half eagles. These are quarter-ounce American half eagle gold coins. They're heavier than a British sovereign's. And I know of many, many companies around the country that are selling these very coins for between $2.25 and $340 a piece. They're ripping folks off charging that kind of money. This is not an old $5 half eagle from, 1899 that's got a rarity factor, but these are modern-day $5 half eagles. They might depict the Constitution, the Statue of Liberty. There could be some Olympic pieces in there. That's not the issue. It's the gold content that I want. They're American. Each one says Liberty. Each one is heavier than a British sovereign. And so we've included 10 of those in here. And if you take a look at this, 100 pieces of silver, the 10 pieces of gold, that's giving you about 2.5 ounces of gold, 100 ounces of silver. The current market price on this package is going for recognized companies around the country for as much as $3,650. And by the way, and up. But by calling the Republic Trading Group, we've got a value package pricing we put together on this thing, Robbie, at $3,250. That's at least a $400 savings over so many other places around the country and companies that a lot of our listeners are aware of. A $400 savings. But here's the kicker. If you call us tonight, 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. We're going to include the shipping in here for nothing tonight. And on this package, this is a $30 shipping package on this program. So we're going to include that. So you're basically saving $430 by buying this from Republic Trading Group tonight. I think it's a great package. Obviously, markets move in the morning. This thing could go up. It could go down. Either way you do it, it's a great savings. It's giving you silver. It's giving you gold. Most importantly, it's giving you security, and it's giving you an anchor against a continuing falling dollar. That's the reason for calling us tonight and taking advantage of this. So if you're wanting to add to your holdings, if you're just getting started, this is a great starter package because it gives you a little of everything, a little of everything. Take advantage of this tonight. The flip side, I guess we'll call it the flip side maiden package, 1-800-691-7898. 7898. Anything else you can think of on this package, Rob, that I haven't covered?
No, but I guarantee you, if Warren Buffett had listened to our advice 2 years ago, he would be a really, really happy camper today.
He might even send you and I a couple of shirts. What the heck?
Well, there you go. But yeah, I mean, and the whole point of this week's theme and this week's call it education for those folks out there is to illustrate if you obviously have concerns with the dollar, and this is and maybe I use the wrong word by saying bet against the dollar, insurance against declining dollar. An insurance against declining purchasing power, because it is no secret that the U.S. Treasury, even though Mr. Paulson has said it, that the U.S. stands by a strong dollar policy, the actions of the Federal Reserve, the actions of the U.S. Treasury, the actions of the politicians in Washington, they are seeking a weaker dollar. They are trying to obviously manipulate the system so that in their own minds, their concept is a weaker dollar means that U.S. manufactured products can now compete with the rest of the world. The only problem with this theory is we don't manufacture any products that can compete with the rest of the world. So all they're simply doing is they are trying to obviously manipulate the dollar lower in order to offset the imbalances with trade. And unfortunately, rather than having the policy of lifting the rest of the world up, they have adopted the policy of it's much easier if we just simply lower our standards way down. And so subsequently, I'm not saying the U.S. dollar is going to follow that of the Zimbabwean dollar, but ultimately, with the Fed holding interest rates where they are, talk of no more interest rate increases until after the election, has sent a strong signal to currency traders around the world that the policy of the U.S. Treasury, even though it says the opposite, is for a weaker dollar. The only way that you can insure yourself against a weaker dollar is with the only asset that will do that, and that is gold and silver.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me in with you again tonight. Folks, give us a call tonight, 1-800-691-7898. Take advantage of this offering. I'll be out for a few days. I'll be in for most of tomorrow. Other than that, I guess I'll see you online next week.
There you go. Thank you, Jeffrey. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you. Bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.